Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Good Thursday afternoon, everybody. Thanks a lot for having us on. We do appreciate the ride home. Today, Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. I tell you, a lot of interesting things are going to be discussed this hour, so I invite you to stay along with us. Let me go ahead and get into the top three trending stories, and then we'll follow up with some Florida information.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, new research showing that some shrimp eaten locally don't actually come from the Gulf of America. A recent genetic test on shrimp at several local restaurants found that some who claim their shrimp is locally sourced, it's just not true. Industry leaders say the use of imported shrimp is hurting the local shrimp industry. Some business owners choose imported shrimp. One reason, cheap. That's about it. Just remember to always buy local. And when you go into some of these eateries that are kind of boasting the localized shrimp angle, ask them where it came from. Rafael Sanchez de la Rosa, a Mexican citizen who was removed from the U.S. twice, 2017, 2018, has now been sentenced to 46 months in federal prison for, guess what, illegal reentry by an illegal alien. Once, twice, three times, that's the charm. He was arrested in Pensacola in 2024, charged with driving under the influence, his third DUI in 10 years, driving 20 miles over the speed limit, and allegedly had open containers of beer in his car. And if that is not enough, Saturday, women's tennis from three top-ranked SEC schools are coming to the area in the Western Gate Soccer Showdown. They'll be doing the matches at Ashton-Brosnahan. The Florida Gators, Mississippi State Bulldogs, LSU Tigers. Matches are free. Get underway 1 o'clock on Saturday. Autograph sessions, by the way, with the teams will be held throughout the day.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Bank of America. Whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out at bankofamerica.com/banking for business. Looking at the roads here, we don't really have much going on. Probably your worst looking spot right now is going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that should clear up sooner rather than later. As for the weather, sitting at around 74 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful sunny Friday. High of 77, low of 53.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida officials are now filing state-level charges against the man accused of trying to kill President Trump as he golfed at his club in West Palm Beach. This happened during last year's campaign. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Miami.
Ryan Wesley Ruth, the man now facing federal prosecution for allegedly attempting to shoot and kill President Trump last September at his West Palm Beach golf course, will now face Florida state charges of attempted murder and terrorism. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says their prosecution was being hindered by the feds.
My office, as well as our law enforcement partners, were met with major roadblocks in prosecuting this case during Biden's term. Biden and his attorney general sought to frustrate our efforts and block our investigation.
Uthmeyer says the state has a claim of jurisdiction as Ruth traveled to Florida with the intent of killing a Florida resident, President Trump. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And there's an effort underway to limit the governor's influence when it comes to picking college presidents. Escambia County Republican State Representative Michelle Salzman, maybe you've heard of her, is sponsoring the bill. It would prevent the governor or his staff from discussing a presidential opening with the school's leaders. The bill also lifts the requirement that the Board of Governors confirm a school's choice for president. A similar bill has been filed in the Senate.
Okay, as Florida braces for a potentially dangerous wildfire season, state officials are urging residents to take extra precautions. Fox's Matt Murphy has more on the story.
Florida officials warn that this year's wildfire season could be severe. With peak months ahead, the state has already seen over 1,000 wildfires burning more than 51,000 acres. New technologies like drones and helicopters are helping firefighters respond faster. Still, officials are also urging residents to properly manage their backyard fires, avoid throwing cigarette butts out of car windows, and report any signs of smoke or flames immediately. During Wildfire Awareness Week, Florida is reminded of the devastating 1998 fire season when over 500,000 acres burned and hundreds of homes were lost. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And a donation made to a foundation Casey DeSantis started may actually be illegal. That's what a couple Republican lawmakers said during a committee hearing yesterday. They were discussing a $10 million donation from Medicaid contractor Centene to the Hope Florida Foundation. The Times-Herald describes Hope Florida as First Lady DeSantis' top political initiative. The donation appears to be part of the Agency for Healthcare Administration's settlement with the state for overbilling it for services. That's something that an administration official has denied.
618 News Radio 92.3 UWF Board of Trustees appoint Paul Bailey, Gates Garcia, and Chris Young were confirmed by the Florida State Appropriations Committee on Higher Education today, but not before committee members questioned their support of former Board of Trustees Chair Scott Yanor. Yanor resigned from the university's governing body on Wednesday after facing overwhelming opposition. He was appointed by Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis also appointed Bailey, Gates, and Young. They joined Florida Board of Governors appointees Rebecca Matthews, Rachel Moya, and Ashley Ross, who were confirmed by the Appropriations Committee of Higher Education back on March 26th.
And Governor Ron DeSantis was in Miami recently talking about condo reform and what the legislature is proposing as the session winds down. He says lawmakers need to act now to help condo owners afford crippling assessments. The Senate bill proposed by Senator Ileana Garcia extends the reserve study requirement for 1 year and gives flexibility for funding reserves.
Okay, a vigil in South Florida Wednesday night for families of the nightclub disaster in the Dominican Republic had a lot of tears flowing. Here's CJ Papa.
The gathering at a park in Miami in a neighborhood home to a large Dominican population. Prayers for the families and victims who perished when the roof of the Jet Set nightclub in Santo Domingo collapsed early Tuesday morning. This man lost friends, including former Major League Baseball player Octavio Dotel.
I have cried for 2 days already.
The catastrophe happened during a merengue concert by singer Ruby Perez, who lost his life too.
Being Dominican myself, that he was a big voice in merengue, but separately all the lives that were lost.
First responders are searching for more survivors who may be buried in the rubble. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Florida Senate President Ben Albritton, floating a new tax cut proposal. In a memo to members of the Senate, Albritton says the proposal would permanently eliminate the sales tax on clothing and shoes priced at $75 or less. Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida House Speaker Daniel Perez have offered different tax cut proposals. DeSantis wants to reduce or eliminate property taxes, while Perez wants to reduce the state's 6% sales tax.
It was a launch that wasn't. The Florida launch of Amazon's project Kuiper Internet Satellites has been scrubbed because of weather conditions. Gary Baumgarten's down at the Cape today.
The satellites are designed to deliver fast, reliable internet to customers and communities nearly anywhere in the world. The first payload is a batch of 27 satellites. As planned, eventually more than 3,200 will be in low Earth orbit. It's the heaviest the ULA Atlas V rocket has ever carried, so it's retrofitted with 5 solid rocket boosters to augment the main booster. A new launch date and time not immediately announced. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All righty, 6:21 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get a deep dive into some national headlines for you.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Welcome to Regeneration Station, dedicated to helping you achieve optimal mind, body, and spiritual wellness. Find out how you can get relief from pain, improve mental health, stress reduction, and so much more. The Energy Room features the latest in scalar and biophotonic energy, offering incredible health benefits. They also offer cold plunge and sauna therapy. Regeneration Station, where wellness meets innovation. Discover a healthier you naturally on North 9th Avenue across from Winn-Dixie and online at regenerationstation850.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Maybe still some minor backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 74 degrees, going to be a low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, very similar day, high of 77, but a lower low of 53.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Wednesday's market surge didn't last into today's session. Hillary Barsky has the depressing numbers for you.
Stocks falling sharply and giving up a hefty chunk of Wall Street's historic rally following President Trump's move to pause most reciprocal tariffs. Today, the major averages tumbled after the White House said that tariffs imposed on China add up to 145%, not the 125% it previously indicated, which did not include the levies of 20% tied to the fentanyl emergency. Not even a better-than-expected consumer price index report for March could lift markets. The Dow winners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Procter & Gamble, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Chevron. The Dow down 1,015 points, the Nasdaq lower by 738, S&P 500 down 189. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the House is passing a revised budget plan that's vital to advancing President Trump's agenda. Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson took a victory lap, saying that it took a lot of time, and he's convinced that this is what the American people want after electing Trump. The vote was 216 to 214. The measure calls for a raise of the debt limit, tax cuts, and an increase in immigration enforcement and spending on defense.
Inflation cooled more than expected last month before April's tariff turmoil. Jenny Casola has the information.
Economists were expecting some improvement in the consumer price index in March, but the numbers came in much better than forecast. The CPI declined 0.1%. up 1/10 for core CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in March, the CPI declined to an increase of 2.4% and 2.8% for core CPI. Inflation measured by the CPI peaked at 9.1% in June of 2022. Economists expect tariffs that took effect this month to raise prices for consumers and businesses. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty. And the U.S. Defense Secretary says there is a framework agreement with Panama. Pete Hegseth says it would allow U.S. warships to travel first and free through the Panama Canal. The White House has been worried about the growing interest from China over the strategic waterway. President Trump at one point even threatened to reclaim the canal.
Okay, DOJ said they were going to do it. Seven students from the University of Chicago have had their visas revoked after State Secretary Marco Rubio said he had taken away hundreds of visas for those tied to pro-Palestinian protest on campuses across the U.S. Fox 32 Chicago's Elizabeth Matthews has more from the Windy City.
Students say there is tension on campus after the Department of State announced the Catch and Revoke program targeting international students studying in the States with visas. Immigration attorney Bob White says the students have three options: self-deport and reapply for a visa, stay in the U.S. and apply for reinstatement, or sue the government. A spokesperson for UChicago says they're offering the impacted students legal help and adds, quote, "The university has a long history of supporting America's position as a magnet for talented people from across the globe, and we will continue to work to assist the members of our international community."
And three House representatives say they were on one of the two planes that clipped wings today at Reagan National Airport. New York Reps Nick LaLota and Grace Meng were on the same plane, along with New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer. No injuries were reported, luckily, and this incident comes less than 3 months after the fatal crash at Reagan National involving a military helicopter and an American Airlines flight.
Okay, a pair of bills in the Florida legislature will ease work restrictions on teenagers. Get these numbers here. Senate Bill 918, House Bill 1225 would allow employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-olds for unlimited work hours and work days during the school year. This includes overnight shifts. Employers also would be free to have the same scheduling for 14 and 15-year-old students who have graduated from high school, homeschooled, or participated in virtual learning.
All righty, and the so-called doomsday mom is representing herself as her trial resumes today. In 2023, Lori Vallow Dable was found guilty in Idaho of murdering her two young children. Now she's on trial on charges of conspiring to kill her fourth husband in 2019.
All right, thinking about buying the house or selling the house, mortgage rates higher today. Still remaining below the 7% mark, but just a little bit. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on that 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.95%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage rate, 637. Coming up in less than 5 minutes. Sports on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Ergotti. A deadly helicopter crash in the Hudson River near New York City this afternoon. Mayor Eric Adams says 5 passengers plus the pilot were on board the aircraft that took off from a heliport in Lower Manhattan.
All 6 victims have been removed from the water. And sadly, all 6 victims have been pronounced deceased.
Adams says 5 of the dead were members of a family visiting from Spain. The Supreme Court declined to block a judge's order requiring the return of a Salvadorian man who the White House admits was deported in error to El Salvador. The family of Kilmar Abrego Garcia sued the administration, challenging the legality of his deportation. He's been living in Maryland and has had a work permit since 2019. Initially, the White House claimed he's an MS-13 gang member, which he denies. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, John Cougar Mellencamp. I know he threw in the middle name there just to, as a show business name.
Right.
John Mellencamp from Indiana. Good song there. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. This is News Radio 92.3. We're going to jump into the sports coming up in less than 90 seconds, but let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Pensacola police have updated a report saying two juveniles have been charged with battery for punching a homeless man and knocking him unconscious this past weekend. Mike Wood, PPD spokesperson, says the department is working with the state attorney's office to press charges. Authorities still don't know how many people will actually be charged. City of Pensacola flipping the switch on the new welcome sign Wednesday night. The sign is located between Gregory Street and Bayfront Parkway, just east of the South Market. It looks good. Make sure you check that out. And the town of Century created a new town administrator position. This is a move aimed at improving local governmental operations. The new job designates the administrator as the operating office of the town, serving and reporting directly to the mayor. The town council will extend the current contract with the interim town manager until a town administrator is actually hired.
All righty. Thank you very much. Now it's time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Even after TJ Watt posted a photo on Instagram yesterday of him throwing up a peace sign, I still think TJ and the Pittsburgh Steelers will eventually get a long-term extension done. However, if I'm TJ Watt, I would realize I'm not winning a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh, as the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season, and I would request a trade. Watt should do what Myles Garrett eventually passed on, and he should easily force himself to an actual Super Bowl contender. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Carrying on with our sports segment here, the wife of Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill filing for divorce. Laquita Vaccaro-Hill filed a petition for the dissolution of marriage on Tuesday, just a day after officers were called to Hill's condo about an assault in progress. The star football player accused of throwing a laptop during a confrontation with his wife about their young daughter, but according to a police report, no charges were filed.
At 6:37, here's your Fox Sports update on News Radio 92.3.
Fox Sports update.
Sometimes we can go home again, even if it isn't home. I'm Jared Max. 26-year-old Slovenian basketball star Luka Doncic had a whirlwind Wednesday. For the first time since he was traded by the Dallas Mavericks February 1st, Doncic, who played his first 7-plus NBA seasons for the Mavericks, returned to Dallas to play his first game ever against the Mavs for the Los Angeles Lakers.
As Luka adds to his
all the magic they had witnessed for the years that he was here.
What a night! What a homecoming!
Listen to the crowd. Listen to the crowd. They are on point. They're on their feet. This is Dallas, Texas.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Luka Doncic, the lone star in Texas Wednesday. He led the Lakers with 45 points in a 112-97 win against his former team, the Mavericks, who welcomed Luka back with a pregame video tribute.
So many emotions. Can't even explain it. You know, brought tears to my eyes. Like I said, I came as a... as a young kid here with 18, and I know what to expect from NBA, and you know, they made me feel like home, man. It's just a lot of great, great memories.
Luka Doncic with ESPN after his first game back in Dallas, 45 points in a Lakers win over the Mavericks. Los Angeles, third of the Western Conference with two games to go. LA, one game better than Denver and the Clippers, Memphis a game and a half back. Last baseball season, the Chicago White Sox lost 121 games, the most in any major league season for any team in the 20th and 21st centuries. This season, a similar start. Like last year, the White Sox have opened the year losing 9 of their first 11 games. Beaten by the Guardians last night, Chicago's 7th loss in a row. At 2-9, the White Sox are tied with the Rockies and Braves at the bottom of the Major League standings. At the top, the San Diego Padres, who improved to 10-3 with a 2-1 win over the Athletics. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Here's today's business news.
All righty, to get you started with your business notes, here is Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street, giving ground from the historic rally in yesterday's session after President Trump gave a 90-day reprieve on some of his reciprocal tariffs. The Dow lost more than 1,000 points today, with the S&P 500 sliding by 188, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 4.3%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting the Consumer Price Index fell 0.1% in March, placing the 12-month inflation rate at 2.4%. Dow Jones analysts had estimated the CPI was expected to show an annual increase of March of 2.6%. Prada says they're striking a $1.3 billion deal to buy rival Versace from Capri Holdings today. The deal includes Versace's debt, while Prada is seeking to expand, having survived a slowdown in the luxury set. U.S. crude oil futures above 70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Microsoft preparing to roll over users to Windows 11. These are one of the top stories here. We're also tracking on News Radio 92.3 this afternoon. Some aren't liking this move, not at all, and they don't like this recommended feature on this new format and platform. There may be a fix on the way, however. Eben Brown is in with the latest on Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
You make the switch to Windows 11 yet? You're going to have to upgrade at a point later this year. Microsoft is ending support for Windows 10, and that means you're going to need to adopt a big change in operating systems on your PC. But one thing proving to be unpopular is the Windows 11 Start menu. It is a vastly different animal, not resembling the Start menus going all the way back to Windows 95. It has users complaining about it hiding their most used apps or making the apps they don't use more prominent. But Windows developer and blogger Phantom of Earth posts on their Blue Sky a screen recording of a redesign of the Win 11 starter, in which the recommended feature can be disabled. It's in developer beta now, but that means it will be widely released at some point, maybe even before there's a big update crunch as everyone migrates to the newer version. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the European Union pausing countermeasures against U.S. tariffs for 90 days. It comes after President Trump announced the same length pause yesterday on some of his tariffs. Yesterday, the EU voted in favor of a package that was meant to respond to the U.S. on steel and aluminum that were put in place last month. The EU's retaliatory tariffs were meant to go into effect on April 15th.
6:42
News Radio 92.3. Butter recall. Seven states. Very concerning here. Sue Guzman has the details on this issue.
More than 1,700 pounds of Cabot Creamery butter are being recalled over concerns of possible fecal contamination. The recall applies to one lot of 8-ounce Cabot Creamery Extra Creamy Sea Salted Premium Butter. The FDA says the sticks of butter were contaminated with elevated levels of coliform bacteria, something typically found in the gastrointestinal tracts of animals. The company says most of them were sold in Vermont and have since been recalled, but butter was also distributed in New York, Pennsylvania, Maine, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Arkansas. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And Democrat Senator Adam Schiff calling for an insider trading investigation into the Trump administration. He's pointing to a Wednesday morning social media post from Trump, but it's actually one that we told you about earlier this week. So just minutes after the markets opened on Wednesday, Trump said, and I quote, "It's a great day to buy," and he signed it DJT. Now, to anyone else, that would just look like Trump's initials, but it's also the ticker symbol for his media company. So Schiff says that he and other Democrats have sent a letter to the White House asking if anyone in or around the administration made any financial transactions knowing that the president was going to pause the tariffs.
Okay, a retail giant betting that artificial intelligence will make the company more efficient and customers happier. Jenny Casola explains with this trending story.
Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says generative artificial intelligence will be critical to the company's next phase of growth and will reinvent every customer experience. Jassy used his annual letter to shareholders to detail the company's plans for AI. He says entirely new customer experiences will exist that have only been dreamed about. Jassy says already more than 1,000 generative AI applications are being built across the company, though some changes will take another decade to materialize. In its workforce, he says AI is focused on productivity and cost cutting. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And Prada is going to buy Versace in a deal valued at $1.4 billion. In a statement, Prada said adding Versace's highly recognizable fashion brand gives Italian-based Prada significant untapped growth potential. Versace was founded in 1978 by the late Gianni Versace, and it's been owned since 2018 by Capri Holdings, which includes fashion giants Michael Kors and Jimmy Choo.
It was like a homecoming for many people today. What I want to talk about, well, starting today, municipal employees in Atlanta return to the office. Strange thing. Tanya J. Powers has more.
More than 8,000 City of Atlanta workers are expected to return to the office today, except for 311 non-emergency call center staffers who will remain remote. City buildings were shut down when the COVID-19 pandemic began in March of 2020. The return even applies to employees who have worked entirely from home over the past 5 years. According to the city's interim human resources commissioner, those workers will be required to report in person at least 3 days a week. City officials say the move is expected to benefit neighborhoods surrounding city facilities, which have had less foot traffic and smaller business revenues since the shift to remote work. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, sitting at around 74 degrees, low of 60. That's today's local scale. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 77, low of 53.
And if you got plans on maybe taking in a little bit of swimming or heading over the island tomorrow, green flags will be flying. No rip currents. They're extremely low as of right now. So we touched on the snapshot of the local weather. Let's take you upstairs and look down on a national level. More severe weather is coming to parts of the eastern U.S. and mid-south. Fox's meteorologist Janice Dean has more.
Another round of strong to severe thunderstorms are targeting areas that were hit hard by tornadoes and extreme flooding. Strong winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and more rain on saturated ground moving across portions of the Ohio Valley, the Tennessee Valley, along with the Mid-South today, then along the East Coast on Friday. Colder than average temperatures will turn rain into snow for the Great Lakes and the northern New England region. And as the eastern half of the country feels colder than average, record-breaking warmth continues to build over the West and the Plains over the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And sticking with the national theme, the White House says goods coming from China now have at least a 145% tariff on them. The Trump administration made this clarification earlier today. They said that the 125% tariff against China announced by Trump yesterday is on top of a 20% tariff that was already in place. Meanwhile, the president raised duties on goods that are less than $800 from China to 120% starting on May 2nd.
News Radio 92.3, a teen who survived a shark attack is pushing for a way to keep people safer. This is a brave young lady. Backing a bill. Now, she's backing this bill before the full Alabama House of Representatives. I had a chance to see this young lady, and you'll find this interesting. Here's Lillian Wu.
U.S. Space Command says it's finalized options for the Missile Defense Initiative known as Golden Dome, previously known as Iron Dome, and that multiple options have been provided to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for his review and approval. The Defense Department said it would deliver options to the president in line with his executive order. Space Command did not say how much it anticipates a space-based defense will cost, but its head of global warfare requirements said options sent to Secretary Hegseth incorporated estimated costs. The president said this week his 2026 defense budget proposal will near $1 trillion. Lillian Wu, Fox News. 16-year-old Lulu Gribben, who lost a hand and part of her leg during a shark attack off the Florida panhandle last year, is asking Alabama lawmakers to support a proposed shark attack alert system. The bill by Republican Representative David Faulkner would establish an alert system similar to the Amber Alert system that would issue a notice to the public when there's been an unprovoked shark attack in the vicinity. The proposal would only impact the Alabama coast, but he's hoping other states will adopt the legislation. An earlier version of the proposal would have allowed an alert for an imminent danger from sharks, but there were concerns from beach communities that language was too vague and could lead to an excessive number of alerts. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the Trump administration will be looking for a new ambassador to Ukraine. The State Department issued a statement confirming Bridget Brink is resigning after 3 years as U.S. ambassador to the European nation. A State Department spokesperson said Brink's 3 years as ambassador is a long time in a war zone.
Okay, the U.S. responds to the Houthi rebels in Yemen, allegedly shooting down an MQ-9 drone with strikes across the region. Fox's Lillian Frieden has more from the Pentagon.
Military matters.
Another U.S. MQ-9 Reaper drone was shot down by the Houthis in Yemen on Wednesday, sources tell Fox News. This is the fourth drone shot down by the Houthis since the start of the Trump administration and the third drone shot down since U.S. Central Command began daily airstrikes on the Houthis on March 15th. The U.S. military has carried out 26 straight days of bombing, and yet the Houthis continue to fire and shoot down these expensive U.S. assets. Each MQ-9 drone costs about $30 million. Both the Defense Department and U.S. Central Command have not disclosed how many strikes the U.S. has carried out in Yemen so far, or the names of the Houthi leaders targeted. Here is Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who was asked about this while traveling in Panama on Wednesday.
Can you update us on the strikes against the Houthis? How many strikes have there been in total? Who are the most senior targets that have been taken out to this point?
The Houthi campaign has been devastatingly effective. It continues to be focused on establishing freedom of navigation. I can't tell you how many strikes.
At the Pentagon, Liz Frieden, Fox News.
All righty. And just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the whole situation developing with the U.S. and China tariff-wise. Well, President Trump supports the idea of a trade deal with them. Speaking before his cabinet meeting at the White House, he said that China has ripped off the U.S. for years, and he went on that whole rant because, you know, he's been doing that all week. He added that he's open to a one-on-one meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. His trade policies have seemed to narrow on China, with both countries raising what they say are reciprocal tariffs against one another.
Mortgage rates higher today, still remaining below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage rate, 6.95%. Daily average on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.37%. House Republicans must navigate many challenges if they want to pass the big, beautiful bill. President Trump wants to advance his agenda. Fox's Chad Pergam has more from the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. House and Senate Republicans are making incremental progress toward passing a plan to cut spending, lower taxes, and raise the debt ceiling. Each phase gets a little harder for the GOP. The process is reminiscent of an unfinished martial arts film entitled The Game of Death, starring Bruce Lee. The premise is that Lee had to ascend to the top of a multi-level pagoda, but the test was making it past a singular martial artist guarding each floor of the structure. The sentries protecting each floor were masters of different martial arts disciplines and styles of combat, and each floor was tougher than the last. In fact, 7'2" basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar guarded the top floor. The game of death is kind of what congressional Republicans are going through now as they attempt to reach the top floor of the parliamentary pagoda and pass the president's big, beautiful bill. They are still on the lower tiers of this process, with anywhere from 8 to 10 total steps, and each level is growing increasingly tough in the level of difficulty. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
All righty, 6:52. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Going to take one last quick break here. When we return, we'll get you one last quick check of the roads and weather and some more frivolous pop culture notes to ease you into this evening. Stay tuned.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Weather together on the Fives.
All righty, one final check of the roads and weather for you here. Roads are looking good. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 60. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, high of 77 and a low of 53.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I liked her better as Hannah Montana, by the way.
Well, she was fresh off that phase.
Yeah, 6:56, News Radio 92.3. Rapper Nicki Minaj targeted by a swatting call to her home in Hidden Hills, California. Mm. This is getting interesting. Michelle Polino is following the story for us this afternoon from Los Angeles.
Nicki Minaj has been targeted in a false emergency call at her Hidden Hills mansion. Authorities confirmed the swatting incident. After responding to a bogus shooter report, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department rushed to the rap superstar's $19.5 million estate Wednesday following a call claiming a shooting had occurred. Deputies arriving on the scene quickly determined the call was a hoax. Authorities noted the call came through a business line rather than 911, a tactic commonly used in swatting incidents to avoid caller ID. This marks the third time Minaj has been targeted by swatters. She joins a growing list of celebrities also targeted, including Jennifer Aniston, JoJo Siwa, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Sony will keep the distribution rights for popular game shows Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune for now. An L.A. Superior Court judge granted a preliminary injunction in a case involving Sony Pictures Television and CBS. The injunction prevents CBS from blocking Sony from distributing the shows. The court ruled Sony was allowed to terminate its deals with CBS and take over distribution after filing a breach of contract suit against the network. CBS plans to appeal the decision.
An iconic actress detailed her battle with cancer. Michelle Polino discusses the issues.
Angelica Houston revealed her private cancer battle for the first time. The Oscar-winning actress told People magazine that she was diagnosed following the release of John Wick Chapter 3 in 2019. The 73-year-old said she managed to survive it and that she is proud of herself. Houston chose not to disclose the type of cancer, though she says she is now in the clear and recently reached the four-year mark. When asked about retirement, Houston quickly dismissed the idea, saying, "I can't imagine such a thing." The actress stars in BritBox's new limited series, Agatha Christie's Toward Zero, premiering April 16th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Here's positive news for you this afternoon. Might put a smile on your face. I hope so. New York scientists have made a breakthrough in the treatment of pancreatic cancer. Fox 5 New York's Jody Goldberg has more from Long Island this afternoon.
Research scientists here at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory on Long Island have found a way to prevent the progression of cancer cells by blocking a protein known as FGFR2. Claudia Tonelli has spent countless hours studying early versions of pancreatic cancer in mice and lab-grown versions of human pancreatic tissue. She found that blocking FGFR2 and another protein, EGFR, can slow tumor formation.
According to the American Cancer Society, close to 70,000 Americans will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer this year, and over 50,000 will die from the disease.
And on and off all throughout this evening, we've been talking about China and tariffs. Well, China says it will allow less U.S. films to be imported in response to the tariff talk. The Chinese Film Administration announced earlier today that it will moderately reduce the number of American films imported. 34 foreign films are permitted to be released in China each year. The Chinese Film Administration said tariffs imposed by President Trump will inevitably further reduce the domestic audience's favorability towards American cinema.
Well, they edit them most of the time anyway, so
yeah, that's true.
Play that one out. Let me talk sports real quick. We're here tomorrow night. Big race out on Pine Forest, Five Flag Speedway, cranking it up. Blizzard Series races, Southern Super Series, Sportsman, Pure Stock, Crown Stock. Saturday, Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge, the DeLuna Open Water Swim. Then women's tennis out at Ashton-Brosnahan. They kick it off, the matches. It's the Western Gate Soccer Showdown, 1 o'clock. LSU in town, the Gators, Florida Gators in town, Mississippi State Bulldogs. Autograph sessions with the teams will be held throughout the day. Augusta, yeah, the Masters underway. A lot of sports activity. I do hope you're going to make it a great Thursday evening. Thank you so much for listening. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. We'll do it all again 4 o'clock tomorrow. News Radio, 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on. News Radio, 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.